As we go through the first week of 2024 here, we're talking about all things in the new year that we're trying to do. And every Thursday, we talk health and wellness, which is a big part of people's, you know, goals in 2024. So Janisa Marte, she's a registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
Yeah, Janisa, what do you have for us today?
Well, Happy New Year 2024.
Yes, Happy New Year.
The start of the new year can be exciting, especially after all the craziness and stress of the holidays. And Kevin, Jenna, are you for or against making New Year's resolutions?
I'm not against them, but I did take a different direction this year.
Yeah, I'm not against them either. I kind of like them, but I like to set more goals than like a resolution.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Yeah, and resolutions can be fun. You know, you're feeling excited to make a change. But by March, most people have stopped working on them. Am I right?
Exactly.
So that's the problem. Now, let's talk about how we can stick to our resolutions in 2024. So sometimes we're so motivated by the start of the new year that we take on too much. And has this ever happened to either of you?
Yes, all the time, every month of every year.
Not just the new year.
Not just the new year.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing we need to do is be honest with ourselves. Now, let's say you have very little physical activity and your goal is to exercise more. So your resolution is to go to the gym 5 times a week. This is where you think, can I sustain this right now? Or will you go all in for a month and then never go back? So exercising 5 times a week is an excellent goal, but maybe it's a long-term goal that you work your way up to. Another option is to start off exercising 2 times a week and see how that goes. Hmm. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that sounds
manageable.
I like
that a lot. Yeah, it makes sense.
Definitely. Who do you guys think will be the most successful? The one that stops cold turkey after 2 months or the one that exercises consistently 2 times a week?
I think 2 times a week, little by little.
Yeah, the consistency, yeah.
Definitely. A lot of people just fall off because it's just too stressful to do too much at once. We have to get out of that all or nothing mentality. So start small and take one thing at a time.
And Janisa, we need help making a plan to keep these resolutions going. So what else do you have for us today?
Yeah, you know, if you have New Year's resolutions or goals, you always need a plan. So let's continue with our exercise example. What are some physical activities that you guys enjoy doing?
I enjoy, so I do push-ups every morning, but I enjoy golf, which I guess is a physical activity, but that's tough in the winter.
I love how you just casually dropped that there. Like, I do push-ups.
Yeah, it's physical activity. part of routine.
Enjoy, but do you enjoy them, Kevin?
Not really.
Oh. What about you, Jenna?
I enjoy anything that's in a group setting. So if it's, if it's like a group workout class, I enjoy it because I'm motivated by the people around me.
Yeah, like a Zumba class, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because not everybody likes the gym. So you want to pick something that you don't hate and you preferably enjoy. Like, I'm sure you don't hate the push-ups, right?
Right, Kevin? Yeah. And I like routine. So it's part of my morning sort of routine. So I like getting up and doing it. And so I stretch every morning, too. Got to do that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Exactly. There you go. Now, do you guys like swimming?
Yeah, it's fun.
I love swimming, yeah.
Yeah, so you can look up indoor pools that you can use twice a week. If that's too much, maybe once a month. What about ice skating? Yay or nay?
No, absolutely not. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can ice skate, but I don't know if I'd want to do it for exercise, yeah.
So if you do, you want to find a local rink you can go to. What about saving some money after the holidays? Does that sound good? Because all these they require some money, right?
Yeah, definitely. Saving money is always good.
Yeah.
So you can always look up exercise videos on YouTube. It's free. So you're more likely to stick to something that you enjoy. And plans need to be specific so you can keep track. Do either of you use your calendars on your phone?
Yes.
All the time, yeah.
Oh, good. Some of us like planners. I like to use a large desk calendar. I like to check things off. And at the end of each week, you sit, you plot the days that you'll exercise. This will organize you, and you don't have to think about when you'll get to it because it's already planned. Now, this leads me to our first true or false. You ready?
Okay.
Let's do it.
True or false? a support system can help you stay consistent.
True.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Definitely true. If you know that exercising alone, which you just said, Jenna, mm-hmm. you know it's going to be difficult for you alone, but you want to get an accountability partner. You can have multiple accountability partners. Even at work, you can have a work buddy to accompany you for a 15-minute walk every day during your break. How does that sound?
Work buddy, yeah, Kevin, I'm looking at you.
We have some coworkers that go for a walk every day at 1 here, at 1 o'clock after lunch.
Yeah, it's like a walking club.
Yeah.
Exactly. You already have it in place. Join. So remember that change is a process that takes time. So be patient. Figure out what your goal is. Plan it and keep at it until it becomes easy. So as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today because tomorrow is another day.
All right, maybe I'll add ice skating to my list of goals. See if I get to that this year.
I'm motivated. I'm going to jump in that indoor pool.
Do it.
Thank you so much, Janisa. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, guys.